The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Kerry. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Great. Good. Thank you.
Good. I want to ask y'all if I'm weird.
Yes.
Okay.
If you have to ask, you already know.
Yeah, I know. I have a feeling it's pretty bizarre, but I just want to get your take on it.
All right.
Okay. You know how in scary movies, there's always a chick with really big boobs running from the scary man with a knife?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And she always runs outside or falls down or runs up the stairs, and you're like, no, stupid. Don't do that.
Right?
Okay. I wanted to see what I would do in the same situation. So I made my husband chase me with a knife.
Say
and
again?
And I did all the exact same things.
No, you did not.
Was
yes,
you have
I
really
did.
Big boobs? Do you have really big boobs?
No, I don't.
Was this like an adult thing? Like, was this like a turn-on thing for you, or?
No, I really wanted to see how I would react if there was a killer in the house.
But the killer was your husband.
You were trying to do a scientific experiment based on horror movies?
I guess so, but he was really scary when he did it.
Are you kidding?
Now you're having second thoughts about your husband?
I know. He didn't want to do it at first, but he was standing by the knife block.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he pulled the butcher knife out and he said, okay, go.
Oh my
God. Explain to me, like, bring me into your living room for just a second. When you explain to him what you want done to you that night.
Yeah, he thinks I'm weird anyway.
But how do you say that to him? Like, how do you break it to him? Like, hey, I know this is going to sound a little freaky here, but I've got something I'd like to try tonight.
Well, no, we drink a lot, so we do, you know, we say all kinds of crazy things. And we'd had a few beers, and I said, hey, chase me with a knife.
You didn't have to really explain that. I think we figured that out.
God bless you.
All right, let's just go around the room. Crash, would you consider Kerry weird?
Well, I like the fact that she drinks a lot, but I mean, chasing you with a real knife, what if he'd have caught you and started stabbing you? You want to see how you really react when knives go into you?
It's really a great combination, the drinking and the knives.
Yeah.
I know, it's not safe, and I really trust him. But
just ask you a couple of questions just so we can get some background. What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. Oh, and your husband?
He's in sales.
And how long have you guys been married?
3 years.
Any kids?
No.
And other than this, do you consider yourself normal, or do you have other odd things that you think maybe we should just have as background info before we pass judgment?
Well, for Halloween, I dressed up with a black cape and a real scary mask, and I acted like a trick-or-treater. And when he came to the door, I jumped in and tried to choke him.
Where do you live? What part of town do you live in?
Yes, you're weird.
Marietta?
Yes, you're weird.
God bless you.
Melissa, is Kerry weird?
If I was in the living room with my loved one drinking beers, I can think of something I'd rather do than be chased around the house with a knife. So, yeah, you're wasting time and you're weird.
Jen Hobby?
I'm just glad her neighbors didn't see this whole thing going down because they'd be calling the cops on your weird ass.
Jeff?
Kerry, you're not weird. I love you. Call us every day.
You know what I want to continue doing here? Because we did this one time before where we had listeners call us up with the most random things and ask us if they were weird because they did these things. You remember that?
Yeah, we call it Am I Normal.
Am I Normal? I think I came in here and I asked you guys one day because I really enjoy looking in the mirror and seeing if I can watch my eyes dilate. So I try to catch them going from one eye to the other. And if you close your eyes and you open them up, you can watch your eyes dilate. You guys have never done that?
I've done that, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think it's just really fun. So I asked you guys if I was normal. And then we took a whole bunch of calls on that.
Every time I get out of the shower, I'm totally naked, I'm drying off, and I just start naked dancing.
I pretend I'm a star and I interview myself and answer my own questions.
Does anybody practice how they're going to react when they hit the lottery?
I've been married for 3 years, but I still play in my wedding dress like it's my wedding.
After I make something to eat, I pretend I'm my own food critic.
One thing that I love to do is when I hear a really good line in a television show or on a movie, I'll excuse myself and go to the bathroom and then reenact that line over and over in the mirror until I get it perfect.
I usually tie myself up and play like a damsel in distress.
Do you rescue yourself too?
Yeah.
You guys remember those?
Yes.
Here's another one I'll add to the list. If I am the first car in the intersection next to somebody else, I've got a little sportscaster guy in my voice.
Oh, no.
That's always acting out me racing against the other guy to see who can get to the end of the intersection first.
That's like Better Off Dead. Wasn't it that movie
yes.
where they had the Asian guys in the car and they would do Howard Cosell?
I always play that out of my head. So if you have a question, if you do something around the house and you're like, do other people do this or is it just me? Good morning, Kristen.
Hey.
Hey.
On the way to work in the morning, I act like Sophia from The Color Purple, who's Oprah.
Oprah's.
And I do the cornfield scene where she's like, you told Harpo to beat me. I do that like every morning on the way to work. It excites me. What? It makes my day so much easier.
Can you do the whole thing?
Yeah, can you do it right now for us?
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
You told Harpo to beat me. All my life I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my uncle. A woman child ain't safe in the family of men. You decide the over soon. Heaven laughs always. You better bash the head open and think about heaven later.
And every morning you recite that in your car?
Every morning. And my daughter does it now. She's like, that's like a ritual. We do that every morning.
How old's your daughter?
She's 5.
Is she in the car with you?
Yeah, she's asleep now. She's trying to get to school, get a little nap in.
That's great.
But yeah, I know I'm weird.
That's all right. That's embrace awesome. It. Woo. Embrace it.
That's great.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Liz, you're on The Burt Show.
Hi. I know I'm just absolutely the weirdest.
Okay.
All my magazines in my husband and my bathroom in the magazine. Next to the potty or turn face down so that there's no faces looking at me when I'm going to
potty. Are you serious?
That's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Thanks, Liz.
Ooh. Thank you.
Bye now. Hey, Ashley.
Yes.
Hi. What makes you kind of normal or abnormal?
Well, I used to go to like little places like Eddie's Attic and little, you know, watch bands play. And I have this dream of being a singer. And I used to sing, like, really loud in the audience so that I'd hope that the people up on stage would want me to be in their band. Like, listen to that girl. She's such an incredible singer. She used to be in our band.
Have you ever seen the movie Rockstar?
Yes.
Was that your dream?
Yes, it is.
Would you specifically get seats close to the stage so they could hear you sing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at Eddie's Attic, you know, you've got the little, the tables, or sometimes they don't have the tables, and you can just kind of be up close to the front. But I just sing really loud and harmonize. And
just so you know.
Like, they just go, you, come up on stage.
Just so you know, everybody hates you.
I know, I'm
sure. Thank you, bye-bye. Good morning, Melissa. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
When I'm by myself, I have a ring on my ring finger. Mm-hmm. I'm single. And I'll take it off and I'll just start crying out like my boyfriend just broke up with me. And I'm like, I can't believe you did this to me.
Are you by yourself?
My dream is being an actor. So,
so instead of like pretending he just proposed to you, you pretend that he just broke up with you.
Yeah, but the funny thing is I'm single, so I have no boyfriend to do
that. Oh, God.
That's great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Jennifer. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. Every morning when I get up, I have to tell myself how hot I am just to make me feel good.
No way. So you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, I am hot today?
No. I talk to myself like I'm talking to someone else and I go, oh, my God, you are so hot.
Thank you. One more here. Good morning, Jim. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, I'm not feeling so weird now, but... Ooh, those last calls. Anyway, I have two boys, and when they're, like, gone with their mom, I'll go in their room and I'll play with their toys, like chewing their toys that I had when I was a kid. Or if they, you know, get in their bed with their stuffed animals, because I used to have a lot of stuffed animals when I was a kid.
That is
and
funny.
I've been caught.
Oh, you've been caught?
By who?
Oh,
yeah. By who?
By the kids.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, Papa, what are you doing? I just fell asleep.
That could almost be a felony.
Yeah, I think half of those kids' toys aren't for kids, because I find myself, when Hayden's not around, playing with some of his Blue's Clues toys also.
I find myself wishing for a boy so I could play with Legos. Because I love Legos.
You can buy Legos right. And play with them yourself.
No, it's okay.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on the Burke Show. Hi.
Hey, I think the Academy, for everything that I do, like if I was going to get an award or if I'm up getting food, I like to thank the Academy for, you know... That like the stars do.
That goes with my going up a staircase.
Right.
It doesn't
that's
matter
exactly
what stair.
Right.
If you ever see me go up a staircase, no, in my mind, I'm thinking I'm about to get best actress.
That's funny if you're ever behind stairs with Melissa, because now you're not going to be. That's all you're going to be able to think of.
And you're like taking those stairs real gracefully so you don't trip and fall in front of everybody in the Academy.
And the last ones, because in the Oscars, when the actress is looking at the presenter, like that's when they make eye contact the last couple of stairs. So you take those a lot slower because you're almost like, hey, I'm here.
This
that's
is my
great.
Moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to savor it.
Exactly.
I don't know if we have time to do this, but maybe, well, maybe we do, but what about odd things that other people do that drive you nuts? Like, and the woman who said she just, would thank the Academy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have a friend who will not thank you. Like, if he's thanking you for something, like, he will always thank God and the Academy out loud. Drives me freaking nuts.
That is random.
So like, you give him some change for the vending machine or something. Hey, do you have a quarter? And you give it to him. And you know, he's like, hey, thanks, man. And also, like, thank God and the Academy.
Oof.
Every time. Dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's annoying.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.